Oh, welcome to the podcast. I just realized that I wasn't recording, and now I am recording. So happy to be here. This is Jason Merry, and here it is. This is it. This is the podcast. This is the podcast that I have undertook the challenge of doing. We were just talking about our persona. Persona. No grata. What does it mean, persona? I guess the way you present yourself. The what you would like people to see. I guess an aspect of yourself. Could be an exaggerated version of yourself. Exaggerated those certain humorous aspects of yourself, or whatever the case may be. It's good to be here. It's good to hear. It's good to be here. It's good to hear, to have ears and hear. And what's another hear? Leave that in the comments. He apostrophe R-R-E. So what else is new with you guys, you know? Let's see what's going on. I just want to start singing hymns. I just want to start singing. Oh, I feel it. Oh, I want to get you hyped up. I was listening to the Dax Shepard podcast earlier. That was good. It was with Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith did ayahuasca many times. And that was really good to hear. That was, like, really, like, nutritious for me to hear. Because that's always something that I wanted to do. And, I was just looking into retreats in Florida. In the last weeks, and then that came on. So it's just, it's good. It's just good to, like, we're all, like, connecting in that way. In the ayahuasca, we are doing this spiritual herb. I'm scared. We're scared. We are working through it, and I know maybe the fear exists for a reason, and when I'm doing more better, more consistent life situations, I got my career sorted, got the pets that I want, per se, and I know that I'm making things happen, and in situations where I have plenty of elbow room to make things happen. Elbow grease. So I'm working through, like, what I want to call this podcast. I think I'm going to call it, I don't know. And I don't want to, I just caught a reflection of myself in the mirror. It just seemed like I was just, like, I don't want to take this podcast in a route that I don't want it to go. And I want to make sure I had a couple opportunities to podcast someone in the past, interview them, and I didn't get a chance to. And, you know, because you could tell if someone wants to right away, rather than says, like, oh, I can do it after this, or and you could tell if they're, like, putting it off. You know, I was looking up, like, signs of addiction, and sensitive to rejection was on there. So, that's, you know, that's something. And I think, how do you desensitize yourself to that? You know, it's, I think exposure therapy has always been the best, but often you need someone else to push you to do that. From my experience, I always felt like I needed something outside of myself to feel like I can do it, to do things, to accomplish tasks. I needed some assistance of something else. Like, I can do pretty good, I can do very well, but I can't reach that point without somebody external. And as I externalize this, you know, there's a lot. Yeah, so what else? Yeah, I heard Dax Shepard's podcast with Jada Pinkett, and they're delving deep, you know, because she was good friends with Tupac Shakur, and she was depressed. She was on Zoloft before Will Smith came along. And yeah, she was on Zoloft, and her mom was a heroin addict, and she was a nurse as well. Didn't want to not mention that she was a heroin addict, but also a nurse. And her mom is beautiful. Jada's mom, very attractive. She is she's 70, but that's irrelevant. Sorry. Excuse me. I just had to throw that up. You remember Elliot Reed from Scrubs? She was good. The lady. Who else is a good comedic, attractive role? Hillary Banks. Is the Fresh Prince still on? Bel-Air. What else is a good show? Well, you know what? I just bought the I sell that because I bought the season 5 of Fresh Prince the other day. Anyway. So, you know, promote this podcast. People, spread it around. Get ears in. You know. I want to share ideas, and I want to have thought-provoking conversations, and I would like to, you know, see where things go and open, let's leave things open, and, you know, see what it becomes. Alright, I'm gonna actually start uploading this other podcast while this podcast is going. Wow. That just mind F you. Gotta get that out, gotta get that content out. I edited this movie idea where it was, I wanted Louis C.K. to star in, and this was before he got those allegations that I had this idea. He had this multiple, he had this superpower. This was not your regular superpower. This was not flight speed, something of that nature. This superpower, how do I say it? This superpower, had no bounds. Yes, the superpower had no bounds. And it also, had its difficulties. And so I wanted it to star Louis C.K. And I wanted, he is superpowered to be that he had infinite orgasms. That was his power. And, you know, I had a whole outline for at least half of the movie. And, I enjoyed thinking about it. Those are the things I really, like, want to pursue in my life, like exploring, like, movie ideas. You know how, like, some people will, like, go on, like, excursions and go traveling for a year or a long time, or method act in different countries, or just, you know, travel together to get there, to expand their horizons and gather ideas. What are we talking about? You know, it's a beautiful day, and I'm really glad to be here. This is the time. This is Carpe Diem. It's just really good. Yeah. So that, and I'm gonna keep saying it. I listen to Jeanette McCurdy's podcast, Jeanette McCurdy from iCarly's. You know her? Yeah, she had an influence. 7th grade, about when that show hit my home screen TV. Jeanette McCurdy with Miranda Cosgrove. at the time, I'd say Miranda Cosgrove was hotter. But now I'd say Jennette McCurdy. And that's because of their values and who I think would be more interesting, as well as looks. All right, on to the next topic. Om Shiva Sankari Hari Hari Ganga. Everybody, That was great. Good job, you guys. All right. Okay, we're moving along here. This is so swell. Oh, baby, I love the way every day. I wanna be with you night and day, every day. Oh, baby, I love your way, every day. I wanna be with you night and day, every day. Oh, you know what? I actually have to log out to get the podcast. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna have to go. I'd like to end this around the 20-minute mark. I think I made my mark. Yo, I spitted rhymes at Wimbledon. I spitted rhymes at Cinnamon. I got that crimson chin. I'm spit like, are you listening? Glycerin. I spit and rhyming with the river wind. Rhyming when I'm pissing through the wind. And are you listening? Rhyming when it glistens with the vision in an instant. Rhyming to the distant, to the infant when I rip it. Rhyming when I grip it. Are you tripping? I just put it in submission. When you listen with my vision, I just talk to the physician. Said all my vitals are good. I spit rhymes, I liking it. I spit rhymes at Wildwood. I got that. Hitting rhymes it when a childish image. I got the violin with wild grin. My style is vintage. Rhyme and spit when I'm wild. I spit and hit it on file. Hitting rhymes up and dialed. I spit and rhymes I acquire. Hitting words to the choir. When I serve with desire, I be turning the fire. When I'm learning the squire. The last word wasn't one. I spit words, like where it's coming from. Like, where's the justice? I rust this. I come back with buckets, like suck this. You want rips that comes back at the commish. I'm hitting words that's heavy, if you let me. Steve Buscemi, hitting words in the tinny, getting mini. Hitting words like, do you tend to the menu when it's heavy? I wish I could reword each seethers with the seizures. Put it in the freezer. Rhyme with spit words when I hit it on the reach. I bet in rhymes to your teachers. I spit it linear. Rhyme move to your finisher. Ripping words and sinister. Non-linear raps. I got to hallucinate something you can't duplicate. Rhyme it till I'm losing it, moving the nutrient. You wanna move in with it. I spin it rhymes it with improvements, with truances, confidence. And when I drop this in your pockets, nonsense, constant, obvious, God bless. Hit rhymes like a rhombus, the contacts. I spit rhymes this, timeless. 5 minutes, I'm ripping rhymes, I'm swimming, I'm grinning, I'm linen rhymes, and I'm ripping, pipping, hitting rhymes, and it's hidden. Show me a light, flowing, it's nice. I spit rhymes in the holiest nights. Hear me screaming in my sleep, dreaming what I eat, reason to believe. Hit rhymes when I'm speaking Chinese, you see what we mean. Hitting rhymes are what you leave between, you needed to see. Hit rhymes when you see what we be. Hitting it infinite, tripping it intricate. Are you listening? Glycerin, oatmeal with some cinnamon. I'm just only starting on these others, fools are finishing. Rhyming woods diminish. Finish rhymes and hit it like it's Yiddish. Rip this, we're playing Quidditch. You win this, it's vintage. I spit quick and rip it. Rabbit traveling, aimed at your abdomen. This is too easy, like magic to Houdini. Rhyming in the News Weekly. Shit. Maybe I should make a new CD, if I want to, come through. I wanna be like Jack Black doing Kung Fu. 3-4 to the 1-2-6-8, or what you dictate. Freaking rhyme, I kiss hate. Spit rhymes, I rip rates, I spit this. I don't need to hit quickness. I spit this, others is gibberish. I spit it finished in Middle Eastern. See me sitting in the bleachers with non-believers. Relieve this, I dream big. You see this, I eat fig. I leave this for 3 minutes. Give me a reason to stop. Yo, I'm hitting it, ripping it, ripping it, ripping it. Yo, it's tragic, tragic, manic. Rapping rhymes with a habit, tackling, javelin, rapping a rhyme. Back in the time, I maximize the rhymes and cannot categorize the mastermind. Peace and love. I'm trying, guys. Goodbye. Time's up. See you. Much love. Love and happiness.